Waging peace. God has called us in peace. 1 Corinthians 7:15. Being at peace with all mankind. Romans 12:18. Clyde Pilkington here. While many are consumed with waging war, we are privileged to wage peace. While others are dedicated to waging hate, we are grateful to wage love. Instead of waging bondage, we are thankful to wage freedom. While strictness, manipulation, domination, tyranny, and oppression abound, we rejoicefully wage grace. We have the honor of waging divine contrasts. Sectarian engagement is a trap of the adversary. While it is tempting to enter the stage of conflict, we remain outside fleshly arenas of warfare and remain steady on our course. Ours is the evangel of peace. We are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the tie of peace, following our head who is making peace, while letting his peace be arbitrating in our hearts. While others follow their script, we, Father's vessels of mercy, remain steady on ours, waging peace, love, grace, and freedom. Not quarrelsome, but lenient, pacific, culminating no one, displaying all meekness toward all humanity.